something non-human has been here a long time. So here's what is not debated anymore. The US government has publicly acknowledged that unidentified aerial phenomena exist, which raises the ultimate question here. Who or what are these beings or crafts? Investigators have described what is often called the five observables of UAPs. First, extreme acceleration. They go from stationary to thousands of miles per hour almost instantly. If a human pilot tried to do that, the force would crush them. Second, instantaneous direction changes. Picture an aircraft traveling at 10,000 miles per hour. Now imagine it stopping on a dime and turning 90 degrees in a fraction of a second. If a human pilot were inside that craft, the acceleration would generate forces strong enough to liquefy internal organs. And yet these objects don't shatter or disintegrate. Third, they go at extreme speeds without the signs that speed normally produces. So when a jet breaks the sound barrier, you hear it, that sonic boom. When a rocket accelerates, you see flames and exhaust, so high speed leaves evidence. But in many of these cases, pilots report objects moving at extraordinary speeds without visible engines, without exhaust. Nothing seems to be pushing against them. The fourth is that they move between air and water. Now think about that for a second. If you throw a rock into the water, it splashes and slows down. If a plane hit the ocean at high speed, it would break apart. And yet these objects are reported dropping from the sky, hitting the ocean, and just continuing. No explosion, no slowing, no debris, as if the water wasn't even there. And then there's the fifth observable. Disappearance. These objects are tracked clearly on the radar, seen by trained pilots, and then suddenly, poof, they're gone. No visible turn, no drop in altitude, no gradual loss of signal, gone like they were never there to begin with. So when you stack all five of those behaviors together, you get something that is extraordinarily difficult to account for. These movements don't align with how objects are supposed to behave under modern physics. And I'll be honest, for years we resisted this topic. It felt fringe and sensational, like something serious people didn't touch. But we couldn't dismiss it because it made us uncomfortable. And once you see it clearly, it's very hard to pretend you didn't. When we say alien, we imagine a physical entity from another planet. But one of the leading theories among scientists studying this phenomenon is that UFOs are not extraterrestrial. And here's where this becomes even more interesting, because the physical behavior is only half the story. When people report close encounters with these phenomena, they don't just describe objects, they describe an interaction. And that's where more serious academics have stepped in.